Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yeah. Dean Richards, WGN, and our new feature, Tell Me Something Good. Great things that people are doing around the Chicago area. We hear about all the horrible things that are happening all the time. Thought we would at least once a week try to feature on some great things that are going on. If you know of any of those things that are going on, feel free to contact us on Facebook, Twitter, or on the gram. And give us a way to tell us your story and give us a way to get in contact with you. We'll do that. And with that, we go to 17-year-old Corey Zimkowski, who's on the line with us. Corey, are you actually in Lansing, Illinois? Is that where you live?
Yes, I am.
Nice to have you with us today. You started something called a micro pantry, Corey's Micro Pantry. Explain what that is.
So micro pantry is basically just a cabinet almost that you put around town, and anyone who needs food can go drop off or pick up food. If you have like an extra pasta, then you could just toss it in there and someone else can go pick it up. It's totally anonymous, open 24/7, so people can go there and not feel the shame or the guilt.
Yeah, this is kind of like you see people put these cabinets or whatever outside, or they install something outside with books in them. You took it to a different level to help people who are hungry, people who are in need of food and can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a couple different necessities as well. Sometimes people will put shampoo or baby blankets or diapers or formula, different stuff, whatever they have, basically.
That's fantastic. So how did you get the idea to do this?
So there was a Girl Scout troop who actually put up a pantry in Hammond, Indiana. And during COVID, me and my family were kind of just driving around and we stumbled upon it. And we decided to go there probably once a week and just go stock it up. And after I was doing a food giveaway in August for an organization we had in Lansing, I met the pastor and he told me a story about a homeless man who needed money for insulin. And I'm not a part of the church, but I fell in love with the church and the welcoming community. And so I asked them if they would want to be a sponsor for it and kind of a location to put the pantry. They said yes, and it was approved the next morning by about 7 a.m.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. And from there, that one grew to other micro pantries as well, right?
Yeah, I had another church shortly after contact me and ask me if they would be another spot that I can put one in. And Dave Sherman was actually the builder behind it. Him and another church member built it, and I kind of did the behind-the-scenes work and kept the food in rotation. And then I reached out to a third church, and they were also extremely welcoming, and it was across the street from a elementary school, so that's what made it a target as well.
Wow, that's really nice. It sounds like you've got a history of helping people who are hungry and helping people who need food. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, me and my family have always been involved in the community from PTA. We also have a non-for-profit as a family, and just basically any volunteer event, I guess you could say, in the community, we're there.
Yeah, that's really nice. So where do you get your donations?
Basically, they just kind of come in from different people in our community. I put my name on Facebook and they will drop them off at my house, or they can drop off at the pantries directly. People like Jen Arnold, Mary Beth Pelka, Crystal Hupp, and Val, my Auntie Val, they all donated different materials as well. So when we actually built them, they didn't need very much monetary donation. So it's really amazing that our community just gives out so much.
Yeah, it's almost like the spirit of giving was contagious, right? I mean, you started it off, you organized it, and then people, how do you not get inspired by that when you see something like that?
It is really, truly amazing. Yeah. There are a lot of people who reach out to one another as well through this process.
Yeah, that's really fantastic. And have you, I mean, part of the reason for having this is the anonymity of it all. So somebody can avail themselves of the food that might be left in these micro pantries without, you know, a lot of people won't go to a food bank or, you know, places like that. They're ashamed to. But this gives them, you know, an easy way to get themselves some food for themselves and for their families.
And we like to call it a stopping point, because you don't need to have any proof of your address or any bills to prove that you live in Lansing to go to our normal pantry. This is totally free. You don't need to show anything or show that you're in any kind of need.
Yeah, it's pure help, really. It's pure love, really, is what it is. That's really nice of you to do that. Have you heard from anybody who have availed themselves of your services? Not that you need to, but I'm just curious.
Yes, I have. I've heard from multiple different families. I've run into a couple families as I'm there. I've run into moms, a couple nurses that were bringing to their patients. I've actually met a family who lives in a nearby hotel, and I'll go to them every couple weeks with a few boxes and bags of food. Because since then, I have an abundance of food that I just kind of make dropouts across Lansing. So about once a week, I have family that will reach out to me, or I reach out to them, and I go drop food off via doorstep.
Oh, that's really nice. So if somebody wanted to help you out, if they wanted to donate food or you know, make donations otherwise, do they just drop the food off at these pantries, or is there some other way to do this?
They could do either or. If it's a smaller donation, like they're just tossing in a few extra things, they can drop them off at the pantries directly. There are some families who will give me a larger donation, like they'll go to Costco or Sam's Club and just drop off a huge box of granola bars. And if they do that, they just drop it off to my house. Or one of the other pantries also has people that are there all the time. So sometimes church members will put it in the church and they can stock it up frequently. But other than that, we kind of just play it by ear. Me and my family all have a box in our cars to just grab and go.
Yeah, at all times. I'm gonna say just you know, to protect your security and privacy at home, that we not give out that address here. But but you do have the locations of, I think these are of the pantries, but also where people can make larger donations as well. The three churches, can people make donations there?
Yeah, and even if no church members are outside at that time, there have been people who have just put them under the pantries or around the pantries, because between me and other community members, someone is there every day.
Yeah, and you're checking it out. Now, you tell me if I've got all this correct. The locations are the First United Methodist Church, which is 18420 Burnham Avenue near Door 3. That's the Bethel Christian Reformed Church, 3500 Glenwood, Lansing Road, near Door 14, and the Cornerstone Church, 3440 178th Street, near the glass doors there. So First United Methodist Church, Bethel Christian Reformed Church, and the Cornerstone Church. Is all that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
That's fantastic. This is, it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, such a wonderful story, helping people who especially, you know, during these months, I mean, during the pandemic, so many people are suddenly without, have nothing. So I'm sure it's come in handy. But, you know, just imagine somebody who has nothing and this ridiculously cold weather that we've got, all this snow, snow that we've got, you know, the food that you're making available to them has got to be a godsend to for many people. So congratulations to you for being such a wonderful person.
Thank you.
How much generosity that you've sparked with this. It's it's contagious, I tell you. Corey, thank you very much for what you do for the Corey's Micro Pantries, the Lansing Micro Pantries. We're going to put all the information up on our site, and we'll post it up on social media as well. Corey, I hope you have a great day today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too.
That is a wonderful story right there. 17-year-old Corey Zimkowski. Doing all that in Lansing. Congratulations to her. And if, as I say, if you've got a great story, somebody doing wonderful things to help other people selflessly, that's the point of this new feature. To, you know, there's plenty of bad things to report, You know, and those are things that are going on. We have to report them. But I just want to make sure that from time to time, we're also covering some of the great things as well. And you can leave your stories on my social media if you would like. It on Facebook, it's Dean Richards WGN. On Twitter, it's Dean Richards. And on Instagram, just to make it super complicated and make all three different, it's WGN Dean. If you want to drop me a note, tell me your story and tell me a way that we can get in touch with you.